It's our pleasure for you to be in our assembly tonight. We have visitors among us, and it's good to see you. Good to see our good friend Brian Farkas tonight with us. Others who may be visiting, we're glad you're here. We hope you want to come back and be with us again. I want to talk to you tonight about the topic on the board behind me, Then Christ is Dead in Vain. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that Jesus died in vain. The Bible says that he did if certain things are so. As a basis for our study, I'm reading from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 21. Galatians 2, 21. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, watch it, then Christ is dead in vain. So there is a possibility that the death of Christ was for naught. That's what the word vain means, you know. What might be the circumstances that would cause Jesus to have died in vain? Well, the first point is in the passage. If righteousness is come by the law, then Jesus is dead in vain. What that's saying is that if we can be justified by the old law, then Jesus died in vain. Man could not be made righteous by the law of Moses. That was not his purpose. The purpose of the law was to restrain man from sinning so much until Christ came. And Christ came and died on the cross, and that all changed. In Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. The law did not justify man. He was a temporary measure, Galatians 3:19-21 indicates, until Christ came and died on the cross and shed his blood, and then that new law was ushered in. We just read a few minutes ago from the book of Romans that Robin read to us. In Romans 4 and verse 14, if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. And so people were not made heirs according to the law, but it's by the gospel of Jesus Christ becoming children of God that men are made heirs of God. Romans chapter 6 and 7 talk about that. If a person can be made righteous by the old law, there would have been no need for Christ coming and dying on the cross. You see, the blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away sins. Hebrews 10 and 4. And Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so you need to learn then that Jesus died in vain if a man can be righteous by the law. But there's a second thing I want you to think about. Jesus died in vain if an individual can be saved outside of the Church of Christ. There'd been no need for Jesus dying if we could be saved out of the church. The Bible teaches that the church is the body of Christ, Colossians 1 and verse 18. In the book of Ephesians 5 and verse 23, how that Jesus is the Savior of the body. And in Acts 2:47, that the saved are added to the church. If men could be saved outside of the church, then there'd be no need of Jesus dying, don't you see? But the Bible teaches, for an example, in Acts 20 and verse 28, that Jesus did what? Shed his blood to purchase the New Testament church. He paid the price that God demanded for the church to come into existence. But if you can be saved out of the church, then there would have been no need whatsoever for Jesus to be crucified, because that's one reason that he died, to bring the church into existence. And so it holds true, doesn't it? Christ is dead in vain. If you can be saved and not be a member of the Lord's church. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. The proposition stands that then Christ is dead in vain. Number three, if an individual can be saved by faith only. The world's most popular religion is that all you have to do to be saved is just believe, right? Most every religious body teaches that. Now, if we can be saved by just believing only, there'd be no need of Christ dying, right? Faith is required, of course. Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith, we cannot please God. But James says, in the book of James 2 and verse 24, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not what? By faith only. We're not justified by faith only. It takes more than that. But if we can be saved just by believing, then Jesus died in vain. You see, the Bible that talks about faith in Hebrews 11, all those faith heroes were said to have faith because of what they did. They obeyed the teachings of the Lord, whatever circumstances they found themselves under. And so you can appreciate the fact that Jesus died in vain if you can be saved just at the point of believing only. You see, the Bible does not teach that concept. But there's another thing I want you to think about. The text that I read and written on the board, Galatians 2:21, Jesus died in vain if, number four, if there is no resurrection. You know, a lot of people don't believe that Christ arose from the dead. And there are folks who don't believe that there will be a resurrection. There are those who think that when you're dead, you're just dead, and that's the end of you, and that's, you're forgotten. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches Jesus arose from the dead on the first day of the week. Mark talks about that, and Luke talks about it, and the Bible talks about that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection. Romans 1, and in verse 4. In the book of 1 Corinthians 15, by the way, if you want to read a lot about the resurrection, read 1 Corinthians 15. For an example, 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Now watch this one. If there be no resurrection, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. You see, if there's no resurrection, there would have been no need for Jesus dying. You see, it took more than the death of Christ to bring about man's salvation. If Jesus is still in the grave, you might as well forget it. Whatever you do is all for naught. The apostles would be false witnesses, verse 15. If the dead rise not, Christ not raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. And those who sleep in Christ are perished. No hope, see? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, verse 19, we are of all men most miserable. So if there's no resurrection, if Christ is still in the grave, some people think that. There was a musical a number of years ago, though, called Jesus Christ Superstar. Anybody remember that? You know where that musical left Jesus? Dead in the grave. If he's still in the grave, there'd be no point of his dying. Not only did he resurrect, but he ascended back to the Father. A lot of people overlook the ascension. The resurrection would not be what it is had Jesus not ascended back to the Father, as the Bible talks about. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. For an example, number five. If you are lost in sin, Jesus died in vain. Did you know that? You know why that's true? Because he died to save you from sin in 19, 16 words. In Luke 19 and 10. Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save the lost. That's why he died. In Matthew 26:26-28, how that Jesus shed his blood, you know what for? The remission of sins. But that death would be in vain if you're lost and you don't take advantage of that. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, Paul said that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom he was chief. In Matthew 1:21, it was said concerning the Virgin Mary, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David Christ the Savior." In Luke 2:11, Christ the Savior. And she is to bring forth a son that would save his people from their sins. But if you're lost, Christ died in vain. Isn't that sad? That because you neglect your own salvation, you would render the death of our Lord for naught. He may as well not have died. If you decide, I'm going to be lost. You think about that. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. Number 6. If tonight you are not faithful as a child of God, guess what? Jesus died in vain. It's by that faithfulness that eventually you will be saved. In the book of Revelation 2:10. Remember, Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, then I'll give thee the crown of life." There will be no crown of life if you decide to not be faithful. Or as Paul wrote the Corinthians, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor's not in vain in the Lord. And when Paul wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:1-2, remember he talked about a steward? A steward is somebody who is responsible for the goods of another. A good example of a steward would be like a bank. If you are fortunate enough to be able to put a little money in the bank sometime, they are responsible for showing you an accounting of that particular money, right? They're stewards of it. Did you know the Bible talks about us? We're stewards. And you know what God requires of a steward? The first responsibility of a steward is that he be found what? Faithful. But if you can be saved without being faithful to the Lord's teachings, Jesus died in vain. You could be faithful to a lot of different things without Christ, couldn't you? But it takes being faithful to His Word and your obligations as a member of the Lord's family in order to be accepted in the sight of God. But something else I want to talk to you about. You know, in Paul's day, there were individuals that observed, number 7, special holy days. Remember that one? It's in the book of Galatians, chapter 4:10-11. In the book of Galatians 4:10-11, Paul said that there were individuals that were doing these kinds of things. He said you observe days and months and times and years. They were observing special holy days. There are folks who do that today, you know. There are some people who come to church only about a couple of times a year. Easter, maybe. And maybe Christmas time. Have to get those two in, right? That's observing special holy days. You know what Paul said? About people who did that? He said, "I'm afraid of you." Paul, what are you afraid of? "Lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain." You see, when folks observe things not taught in the Bible, like holy days, are the things God has not commanded, Jesus died in vain. No validity to his death. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. Number 8. If an individual can be saved just because he's a good person, Jesus died in vain. Now you can be a good person without the Lord. Right? You can be a good moral person. Correct? I give you an example of that in Acts 10:2. Remember Acts 10:2, and you know who that's talking about, right? Who is it? Cornelius. Acts 10:2. He was a good moral person. He was devout. He feared God with all his house. He gave much alms to the people. He was benevolent. That's what that means. And he prayed to God. Would you agree with me that he was a pretty good fellow, morally speaking? He really was. You see, if a person can be saved just being good, there's no need for Christ to die. Cornelius was good without Christ. He hadn't obeyed the gospel. I know he hadn't because I read in Acts 11:14 that he had to hear words whereby he and his house could be saved. He heard the words. He believed them. And he obeyed them when he was baptized. Acts 10:47 and 48. So he began to see then that if just being morally good saves you, it takes more than that, doesn't it? It takes a doing. For Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" I can't emphasize that do business enough. Because I'm afraid a lot of people don't understand what do means. Don't you think so? It's a little word. It means a lot. And we need to get busy and get to doing it, right? But there's something else I want to talk to you about. Number 9. I'll give you 10 of them. Number 9. You know what? If there is no hereafter, Jesus died in vain. And you know there are a lot of people who don't think there's a hereafter. I mean by hereafter, there's life beyond the grave. When you die physically, the only thing that happens is your spirit slips out of the body. That's what death is, right? James 2:26, the body apart from the spirit is dead. Now, if there's no hereafter, there'd been no point of Jesus dying. The Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians 5:1, we know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. When Jesus died, he was buried in a borrowed tomb, Joseph of Arimathea. On the third day, he burst forth out of the Hadean world, walked on the earth for 40 days, gave the commission to the apostles, go preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, 15-16. And they'll send it back to the Father. And he said this just before he left. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there ye may be also." John 14, 1 through 3. But if there's no hereafter, there'd be no point of Jesus dying, would it? Can you see that? One more point. Number 10. Jesus died in vain. Now what the text says up there? If you had the marker, what might you put up here for number 10? Can you think with me? Silently for a moment and see if we're on the same page. Jesus died in vain if you do not obey the gospel. You see, he made possible your obedience. He left a plan by which we can be saved. The plan is simple. Easy to understand. And everybody who's responsible can do it. You've already done some of it tonight. You got to hear. faith comes that way, Romans 10:17. Maybe you've already believed. Then you have to repent of your sins or perish, Luke 13:3. Be willing to confess your faith that I believe that Jesus is God's Son, Matthew 10:32. And then Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16:16. In Romans 10:16, Paul said, not all have obeyed the gospel. There's some in this audience tonight who have been taught but have not obeyed the gospel. If you go through your entire earth life and never obeyed the gospel, Jesus may as well not have died, right? So far as you're concerned. And the apostle addresses that when he writes the Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, that when the Lord comes, he's going to take vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. He came to bring about the gospel that saves. 1 Corinthians 15:1-2, Paul said, I preached unto you the gospel by which you're saved, how that Jesus died for our sins. But if I don't obey it, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus is dead in vain. Because, so far as you're concerned, did Jesus die in vain? If that be the case, you need to do something about it, so that Jesus' death would not have been for naught. Don't let it happen to you. There's a possibility. You're in the audience tonight and you never obeyed the gospel. You've heard it. If you just halfway listen, what are you going to do about it? Don't let the death of Christ be in vain. We stand ready to help you make the good confession, to baptize you tonight into Christ. That's how you get in, Galatians 3:27, baptized into Christ. So your sins can be forgiven and to be added to the church of the New Testament, Acts 2:47. Maybe you've done that, but you've drifted away and you've been unfaithful, you've quit attending, you've quit doing and being what the Bible calls upon you to do and to be. And you want to straighten all that out by repentance, confession, and prayer. Would you come while we sing?
Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Does thou worm all things for Jesus but lost? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Self and or sin, is thy heart right with God? Over all evil without and within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Are all the powers under Jesus' control? Is thy heart right with God? Does each moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right?